Morning, I sang that hymn in the largest Assembly of God church on the largest island in the Bahamas. I told the people after I finished singing, I was going to let the folks at home know that. I told them I was not going to let them know that I sang in the only Assembly of God church on the largest island in the Bahamas. There was about 20 in the congregation. And that was counting our 10 in the missionary group. And we felt the Spirit of God.
Amen. Yes.
It's not about numbers. It's about the condition of your heart. It's about you being willing to do what God has laid upon your heart. Let all men see your works, and through men seeing your works, it will bring praise to the Father in heaven. Amen. This morning, for just a few minutes, I'm going to share with you a verse that you've heard many, many times, and it's what I feel that we need to do to get ready for revival. Looking so forward to tonight, I've been looking forward for months, been praying about this, just been excited about what I believe that God is going to do. It reads in the 4th chapter in the book of Philippians, the 4th verse, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I will say rejoice, let your gentleness be known to all men, the Lord is at hand. Then we're going to focus on the 6th verse, where it says, be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, be with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. In the New International Version, it reads, be not anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Heavenly Father, a special blessing on the reading of your word. Give us, for just a few moments, allow us to focus our every bit of our being on what you have, the truth for us, in Jesus' name. All God's people, amen, amen, amen. We're going to talk about prayer. We're going to talk about the one thing that changes everything. Do not be anxious. What does it mean to be anxious? It's simply to worry. Each and every one of you know how to worry. I know I come from a family who they have the gift of worry. I know the people in my life that I've met that just seems like it's in their nature to worry. And when they don't have anything to worry about, they worry about that. That's what some people are. And if you try to explain to them and try to change them, just give up. It's like tell somebody that's tall not to be tall. Somebody short not to be short. It's just a part of their being. I like the old minister who says, somebody asks him, do you worry? He says, oh no. He says, I don't worry because worry is a sin. And if I'm going to pick out a sin to do, I'm going to do something a lot more fun than worry. But we all are guilty of so many times of things and situations about worry. But it says in God's word, do not worry. Do not be anxious. Do not be anxious. And then the second part of this, but in every situation, that's as simple as it gets. In everything. By prayer and petition. Prayer, and I love this phrase someone wrote, it's simply speaking freely and fully to God. Speaking freely and fully to God. Then he goes on to say, with thanksgiving. I think you ought to begin every prayer as the Heavenly Father taught us to pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come on in. Come on in, Dee. Dee, my mother's going to be here at the service tonight. She'll be looking for you. So, where is Dee at?
She's a good hugger, too.
Yeah.
Got to hug her.
With thanksgiving, thankful for the situation that you are in. Trust me, folks, that's hard to do. That's hard to do. It says then to present your request unto God. You know, I read about this. This is tough. I know that when I have something going on, and I'm afraid that you're probably the same way, I have no problem sharing with people, asking questions. Man, what are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about that? But it says in this verse that in every situation, with every need, with every concern, with every want that I have, with every problem, with every desire, to share it not with other people, but first of all, share it with God. And then, the thing that I'm so excited about is that God hears those prayers. I'm going to turn over in the book of Revelations. It's a little scripture that was pointed out to me that I've never read. So many times you read through the Bible, you read other things, but you don't focus on one little part. In the 5th chapter, in the 8th verse, now when he had taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb of God. And it says, each having a harp, and I want you to hear this next part. It says, having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. God hears each and every one of your prayers. Not only that, He keeps them. He keeps them. I was looking through some of my papers. I was trying, as you know, we always do, you're trying to bend through stuff, you know. And I looked back on some of the pictures there. When I go up to visit my mother, she's always very anxious to pull aside and start to pull out some of the pictures that she has, the history. Do you remember this? Do you remember that? And I would dare to say that some of you have all kind of things stored away. I know a couple we sang happy anniversary to that do go down in their basement. They have so many things that belong that belong to their son, who does not live in the basement, but many things are still there. I went and saw someone not long ago, and they showed me all kind of little items that they'd kept. Little things have been colored in from their child at just a very, very young age. Things that they kept, souvenirs. Things that made them feel so warm inside when they picked up, and it brought such a memory. And here I read in God's Word that if I am not anxious, but in every situation, everything comes up with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, I simply present my request to God, He keeps it. Where does He keep it? It says in the scripture, with a golden bowl. Now the incense it seems to talk about here That means that these prayers of the saints are sweet smelling to God Himself. Prayer changes things. You say, now, I don't know what I can do for the revival. I don't know if I can sing. I don't know if I can. Starting right now, you can pray. I believe in every situation. When I heard Brother Ford this morning and I heard him struggle to get the words out, I didn't have to understand the individual words because I knew the desire of his heart. That is to lift up to God a situation that God will take care of through prayer. I believe that you just ought to pray about it. I believe that you ought to just say, I don't know how, what your prayer closet looks like. I don't know if you can. I have closets that if you even tried to get into it to pray, you would put yourself in a dire situation because there's so much stuff in there. Maybe you, like myself, enjoy getting on a lawnmower riding, and that's a time I can just speak to God. Because I've noticed when you are working hard, you're on a lawnmower, you're up on, nobody really comes and bothers you.
That's right.
They may be afraid that you may ask them to help. I don't know what to do. But it seems like when you do it, you're in the midst of it. So many times it allows me to clear my mind and clear my heart. To go to a Heavenly Father that hears every request that I make. Who brings that answer. Because prayer changes things. And the one thing it changes more than any other, it changes me. It changes me. It changes my attitude by looking to the thing that I cannot fix. The thing that I cannot really do anything about. That I cannot control. But if I simply, in prayer, go to Him and lay it upon the altar, it, first and foremost, it changes me. We're down in the islands. I had a week with no coffee. It was okay. I had a week with no water pressure. And you will thank God that when I got back, I took a nice, hot, warm shower after a week of simply having a little bit of water dribble out and try to get your head and try to get balled up enough to clean and wash up. It's okay. It's okay. The thing that I was so moved about is how people could look beyond what they don't have. And I know here in the States we are so blessed. Things that you take for granted and you go to another country that is so poor, it simply touches your heart. Gene and Arlene could stand in front of you and tell you about all the things that they experience. To see those people who have so little. But I'm here to tell you, those people have faith. And those people know how to pray. And those people are filling golden bowls of prayers of the saints. Prayers of the saints. Wow. I think this morning I'll say, God, this is a good little lead into lunch. Get a bigger bowl out. Get a bigger bowl out. Because there are things in my life that I simply want to share with you. Mount Calvary is a very unique place. We come together. We open God's Word. We share from the heart. We sing praises unto Him. We get notes right. We get notes wrong. We forget our parts and amen. Everybody laughs about it. But we try not to be anxious. Try not to be worrisome. Try to take every situation that comes our way. And with prayer and petition and thanksgiving, We present it to a loving God who takes that prayer, puts it in a golden bowl. Are you hungry yet? Amen. Because that bowl is the most sweetest smelling thing that there is, because it brings a smile to God. Just a moment, I'm going to close, and I'm going to ask some of the guys to hang around a little bit, because we're going to kind of move a few things around here, getting ready for the concert later on. You're going to go home, you're going to root for your favorite team. Herbie's getting ready back there. He says there's hope for those Redskins yet. He keeps telling me. You're going to spend whatever time you can this afternoon, and hopefully, thanks be unto God, you come back looking forward to what God is going to do. How do you begin revival? You begin it with prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to your house today. We've opened your word. God, and you have inspired us to know that each one of us is so precious to you, especially when we bring our needs, our desires, our situations, our problems, simply to you, God. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for taking our prayers. And thank you for believing that each one of our prayers is special to you, God. So Heavenly Father, prepare the way for the fellows that are traveling on the road. Prepare hearts that people are making a decision whether or not to be in attendance tonight, God, and just urge them to come on out and fill God's house up. So that, God, your word can be spoken forth, and that hearts will be moved. You will simply stir us up on the inside. You will bring revival. We thank you for it. Heavenly Father, give us safe draft and mercies as we leave your place. And allow us to be your will to come back again to sing praises unto your name. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.